as we mentioned in the skit, that Peter walked on water. And as I was reading this story, I tried to put myself in that moment of what it would have been like to see another person, even Jesus himself, to walk on water. I think as a kid, I was growing up in church all the time, and I know how the story goes, and we fall into this habit of, okay, Peter gets out of the boat, he walks on water, they see Jesus. But as I read this story with fresh eyes, I imagined this huge storm. And I'll tell you guys this, for my senior year, we went on a cruise, and there was one night we got caught up in a storm on the cruise. And if you guys have been on a cruise before, these ships are like cities on the ocean. I mean, like, they're beyond massive. But as we were in the middle of a storm, the storm came out of nowhere. They were across the radios of the ship. Everyone needs to return to their rooms for now until the ocean waters stop and they subside. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was pretty afraid, because as we were walking back to our room, I saw the waves that were coming up the side of the cruise ship. And when I tell you we were high up, these waves were literally coming up the sides of the ocean. And it was scary for me. So I would imagine that they're in this little, way smaller boat than a cruise ship on the water. They're about to perish. They're about to die. And all of a sudden, they see someone off in the distance. And thank the Lord, it was Jesus walking on water. But tonight, what I want to talk to you guys about is the God of the storm. The person who is in control of your life. The person who is watching every step you make. The person who knows how big the waves are and how low you're going. But there's a statement that we're going to work on together tonight. This statement, we're going to do actions to it. Whenever I say, let's say our faith statement, you guys got to stand up as quick as you can, and we're going to do the motions, okay? So I'll tell you guys the faith statement first. I'll show you. And then throughout the message, whenever I say, let's do our faith statement, you got to get up quick, you got to do it. So our faith statement is going to be, faith grows when we choose to step out, cry out, and reach out to Jesus, okay? So let's everyone stand up. We're going to go, faith grows when we choose to step out, cry out, and reach out to Jesus. Let's do it again. Ready? Faith grows when we choose to step out, cry out, and reach out to Jesus. All right, you guys may be seated. So as we're going through the message, you guys have to be listening for that, because when I say faith statement, you guys got to go as fast as you can. We're going to go, and we're going to say the statement, okay? So you guys got to be listening. But I want to tell you guys a story really quick. When I was younger, I went to a church camp, and there was a lake all the way down. It was this huge lake all the way down at the bottom of the camp. And I'm not a very good swimmer, okay? Like, I'm mid, okay? Like, if I were to be dropped in the ocean, I'm probably surviving for 5 minutes, and that's it. I'm done. I'm tapping out. But as we were going down to this lake, all these guys were saying, let's go out to the boogie board outside past the line where your feet can't touch the floor. And I was a little bit smaller. I was an okay swimmer, but I was like, you know what? I want to be the cool guy. I got to go with these guys. I got to match up to something, right? So as I leapt off the dock that they had there, there's this diving board buoy that's further out. And surprisingly, I surprised myself. I made it to the diving board. I was pretty proud of myself. I'm like, wow, I actually did it. Didn't feel the bottom the whole time. And then it came down to the diving board part. And then I got really scared. But I did not want these guys to think that I was a chicken or that I was too afraid. So I get up the courage, and finally I jump into the water. And as I jump into the water, I don't open my eyes underwater. There may be people in here that can open their eyes underwater. I cannot do it. It just like, it just burns my eyes, all right? I can't do it. So I jump in the water, and I'm swimming, and I'm swimming up, and I'm like, okay, where's the top? Where's the top? Come on, where's the air? And I kept swimming and swimming and swimming, and finally, air. But the problem was, as soon as I got air, I started going back down. And so as I came up to the top, I felt seaweed wrapping my ankles at the bottom of the lake. And so as I came up for air, I could feel the seaweed pulling me down. And as soon as I came out, I screamed, help! And next thing I knew, I was going all the way down to the bottom of the lake. There was a lifeguard who was all the way down on the other side of the dock. And I do not know how he did it. I do not know how he got there that fast. But I seriously thought in that moment, I was going to drown. Well, sure enough, as I'm literally sinking down into seaweed, I could feel it all around me now. all of a sudden, I feel this guy pull me up, and he put me on this this buoy board, and we swam all the way back to shore. And that was a pretty scary moment for me for water. But I want to use that story, and I want to show you guys what the life of Peter, how that portrays to the life of Peter. So I want to talk to you about three actions that we can do that will help us overcome our doubt and have faith in Jesus. So, what's our faith statement? Let's get up. Let's do our faith statement. Ready? Faith grows when we choose to step out, cry out, and reach out to Jesus. Good, you may be seated. So first, we must step out in courage. We're going to look at Matthew chapter number 14, and we're going to read a couple verses. And it says, "And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary." That means rough. That means the wind was really rough. "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit.' And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, 'O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?' And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, 'Of a truth, thou art the Son of God.'" So the first thing that we see here is that Peter had to take a step of courage. If you're in a storm, if I was in that storm in the cruise ship, and then all of a sudden someone told me, "Hey, go ahead and step out. Go ahead and step out of the waters." I would have been like, "Bro, you're crazy, man. I'm not going out of the cruise ship. This is my safety." But when Peter saw Jesus on the water, when he saw Jesus walking on the water, he said, "Lord, let me come to you. Give me a command. What should I do? Let me come out onto the water with you." And sure enough, Peter had to take a step of courage. But the interesting thing that I see here is that in verse number 25, it says, "And in the fourth night of the watch, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit.' And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.'" So here what you see is Peter saying, "Lord, give me a command. Let me come out to you." And as soon as Jesus says, "All right, come on, Peter, come out onto the water," what does Peter do? He obeys. He takes the step of courage. And this is what I wanted to remind you guys tonight. Whenever you want to grow your faith, you must grow your obedience. Sometimes whenever you are walking in the Christian life and God is saying, "Hey, I need you to surrender this." God says, "Hey, I need you to give this up. Hey, I need you to obey your mom and dad. Hey, I need you to clean your room. Hey, I need you to make your bed." Whenever we're being told to do things, whenever even us as adults, God is asking us for surrender, our faith cannot grow if we do not obey. We see here in this chapter that God has now given Peter a command, and Peter is obeying and courage. And I just find that amazing. James 1 verse 22 says, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." We hear the word. We know what we are supposed to do. We know how to obey. We know what we need to give up. We know where we need to step into in the next phase of our life. But yet, if we do not do the things that God is telling us to do, if Peter would not have stepped out onto the water, Peter would not have taken that step of courage to step onto the water. And I want to remind you guys tonight that if there was something in your life that you are not obeying in, your faith is not going to grow. If there was something in your life that you're holding on to, I'll be honest with you guys, and I'll be vulnerable with you. There was a situation in my life for 4 years, and I was rebellious. I was not trusting in the Lord. My faith was dwindling, and my life was a mess because I was running it. But it's because I was holding on to this one thing. I couldn't let it go. I was afraid to let it go. I was afraid to let it be. I was afraid to obey God. Why? Because I didn't trust God. You'll see that disobedience is often correlated with a distrustfulness. When there's distrust with God, if you don't trust God fully with your life, if you're not trusting Him how you're supposed to, you're going to find that it's really, really hard to obey for a person that you don't trust. So as we look at this, we see that Peter takes this step of courage. He obeys God's command. And this is the first step to overcoming doubt. There was about 5 years ago, I went rappelling for the first time. I don't know, has anyone been rappelling in here? Like off walls, anything? Okay, so I went to the Grand Canyon, and it was mind-boggling. I'm afraid of heights, so what were you doing rappelling off like 500-foot walls? I have no idea. And I asked myself that very question when I got up. I was like, DJ, what are you doing? But as I started rappelling, the instructor would tell us, he said, listen, it's not going to feel like you can step out, but I need you to trust the rope. And he said, if you don't step out and trust the rope, he said, you're not going to be able to do this. But so as I came to this edge, literally, it was a round edge, and you could not see the bottom. And so I was terrified. I was like, man, I don't know if I can do this. I was thinking about backing out. He's like, DJ, just trust me. The rope has got you. Sure enough, I took the first step off the ledge, and sure enough, that rope tightened. And it caught me. And then the rest of the day, I had the greatest time. It didn't matter the wall that I came to. It didn't matter the height that it was at. I was trusting the rope. Well, that's the same picture for us. The same picture for us is that when we take that step of courage, Jesus is that rope that we can trust in. He's not going to let you fall. He's not going to lead you down a path and just let you fall down somewhere. Now, if we fall down, guess whose fault it is? It's our fault because we're made of flesh. Jesus does everything in love. He has a purpose for every single thing that he does for you. All right, faith statement. Let's get up. Let's do our faith statement. Ready? Ready? It says, faith grows when we choose to step out, cry out, and reach out to Jesus. One more time. Faith grows when we choose to step out, cry out, and reach out to Jesus. All right, go on and sit down. Good job. So first, we have to step out in courage. Second, we need to cry out in weakness. Let's look at verse number 30. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Peter took his eyes off Jesus and began to sink. I would imagine that as Peter was walking and finally getting closer to Jesus, I would imagine that he's like, I'm almost there. And finally, over here, there was this wave. There was this wind. There was this distraction all around him. And sure enough, Peter ended up falling into the water. I think this is a perfect picture that the world will try to throw you around and distract you from what your goal should be as a Christian. I truly believe that if the world can just get you distracted, just like the winds and the waves distracted Peter from focusing on Jesus, it was the reason why he was able to walk on water. It was the reason why he was able to step out in courage. It was all because of Jesus. But my friends, I'm afraid in today we live in a world of distraction. It's distraction and flashy and flashy. And sure enough, we're sinking with life's problems. We're sinking with burdens all around us simply because we are choosing not to focus on Jesus. We're giving more credit. We're giving more attention to the waves and the winds of this life, of this world, of the devil. And sure enough, we are sinking. Doubt will try to creep in and take you over. But all we have to do is cry out to Jesus. Psalm chapter 34, verse 17 says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Psalm chapter 18, verse number 6, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. When you are drowning in the sorrows and issues of this life, you can cry out to Jesus. I don't know about you guys, but tonight I'm thankful that we have a God that we can cry out to. Tonight I'm thankful that we have the ability and have access to the throne room, because if I'm going through something, if you're going through something, if we are hurting, if we are drowning in whatever situation we're in, Jesus is one cry away. I would imagine in this time when Peter is about to go under the water, and you think about how fast you sink in water. This was no Jesus. No, it was none of that. It was split second, Father, and Jesus caught his hand. That's how quick the Father wants to help you. That's how quick Jesus wants to be in your situation. That's how quick Jesus can help you when you're struggling to have faith, when you're struggling to let go. He can be right there in a split second. So when you are drowning in the sorrows and issues of life, remember that you must cry out to Jesus. All right, let's stand back up. Let's do our faith statement. We're going to get this memorized inside of our heads tonight, all right? Ready? Faith grows when we choose to step out, cry out, and reach out to Jesus. One more time. Faith grows when we choose to step out, cry out, and reach out to Jesus. Good job. All right. As we move on tonight, I want to talk to you guys about whenever we step out in courage and whenever we cry out to Jesus, we must remember for our next point that we can reach out in trust. I remember whenever I was in the lake and the last second that I cried out for that lifeguard, I just said, help. I it's amazing correlation with the story of Peter because as I was trying to go out there, I was trying to act cool. I was trying to be this. And as soon as I was going down, I just screamed. Water actually went in my mouth. That's how close it was. But he heard it. And when I cried out for help, the lifeguard came. And I think of Peter whenever he said, Father, help me. And he was right there to take down his hand. It was just a cool correlation to me. But finally, number three, we see that he needed to reach out and trust. Let's look at verse number 31. It says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Verse number 31 fascinates me because it's the question that Jesus asked Peter, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? As Peter's walking on the water, Jesus literally commanded him, hey, come out and meet me. Hey, come out here and step onto the water. But Peter instead thought, the waves are going to crush me. He thought, man, the wind's going to knock me over. Man, I'm going to sink. And it was the thoughts and the doubts in the mind that eventually got him to be distracted off of Jesus. How small our faith can be sometimes. Sometimes our trust in the Lord, some days my trust in the Lord is so small, and Jesus has to remind me, DJ, you are small. You need me. I am a mighty God. And I have to constantly remind myself that he is the center of our faith. I love the verse in the Bible that says that if ye have the faith, the grain of a mustard seed, ye can move mountains. That's such a powerful picture to me because Jesus is basically saying, if you guys have ever actually seen a mustard seed, it's literally one of the smallest seeds that you'll ever see. But literally says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. So my question is, if we want to be mountain movers, if we want to change the world with Christ, are we really having faith? Or are we trying to attempt big things for God in our own flesh? Peter reached out and Jesus saved him from the waters overtaking him. But there was something that I found as I was reading this passage, that there was always safety when you reach out to Jesus. Look at verse number 32. In the previous verse, we have Jesus. He says, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And then verse number 32, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. I want to encourage you tonight that whenever you reach out to Jesus, whenever you extend your hand and you ask God for help, maybe it's been a little bit since you've cried out to God. Maybe it's been a little bit since you've prayed. Maybe it's been a little bit since you've picked up your Bible and you have not read. I want to encourage you tonight that whenever you reach out to the Father, whenever you reach out to Jesus, there is safety to follow after that. Yeah, I find it amazing that after the scary moment in Peter's life, we see that there is safety in the ship. Some of us, I think, may need to reach out to Jesus tonight. If you feel distant from the Lord, if there's something you're struggling with tonight, I want to encourage you to push yourself and to go to the throne room. Get on your knees before God tonight and say, Father, I'm reaching out. Father, I need help. Father, I need you in this situation and in my life. Some of us are drowning in life's problems, yet Jesus is right there to take your hand and lift you out. Really quick, I want to show you guys a quick example. So I need a couple kids up here. I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I need 8 kids. 8 kids. Okay? 1, 2. Who else can come up here? Who else wants to come up here? Okay, 3, 4. Come on. 5. Okay. I need three more. Oh, come on. Don't be shy now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. 6, 7. Here we go. 8. Okay, we got it. All right. I'm going to ask you guys a question. Eliana, yeah. Do you think this rock is going to sink or going to float when you put it in? You think it's going to sink? Okay, go on and try it. Good job. You guessed it right. Give a round of applause. Good job. Okay, Liana, you can go sit down. Thank you. All right. Do you think this is going to float or do you think it's going to sink?
Float.
You think it's going to float? All right, go ahead. You got it right. Good job. Boom. All right. Good job. All right. Do you think this is going to float or do you think it's going to sink? Float. You got to think it's going to float? All right, go ahead. You got it right. Good job. I got myself. That's all right. All right. Do you think it's going to float or do you think it's going to sink?
Sink.
You think it's going to sink? All right, let's see. I'm not in the boat. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Try to put it in the water. Good job. You got it right. It's going to sink. Good job. Give a round of applause. All right. Do you think it's going to float or do you think it's going to sink?
Float.
It's going to float? All right. Good job. You got it right. All right, man. That's going to be a hard one, okay? There's a bunch of signs behind this, okay? Is it going to float or is it going to sink?
Is there a number one pencil?
It's actually a good question. A number two, actually. It's a number two pencil.
You got it, float.
Hey, you got it right. Let's go. Good job. All right, Logan, I got a little horsey here for you. Is it going to float or is it going to sink? Okay, hold on. Let me get some of this stuff out of here because that way you can actually see. All right, go ahead. Oh, it's galloping to the water. Hey, you got it right. Good job. All right, my man. I need you to really think about this one. All right, this thing is heavy. All right? That's a lot of water in there. Okay? I'm pretty sure it's going to sink, but I'm not going to try to trick you. All right?
Float.
It's going to float? All right. Okay, you got it right. I'm trying to trick you. I'm not kidding. Okay. Good job, guys. So, as you guys see the stuff that's floating on top, you guys see the rock and the penny that's on the bottom. I want to tell you guys this, that whenever you guys are filled with doubt and that whenever you guys are worried, whenever you guys aren't trusting Jesus and whenever we're always worried, guess what happens? We sink. When we get distracted, we sink. But whenever we have faith and whenever we decide to trust in the Lord, whenever we keep our eyes on the Lord as Peter did, guess what happens? We float. If you guys want to rise above the problems of life, if you guys don't want to focus on your circumstances, if you guys don't want to focus, it's not about getting away from the problems. It's about the God who can help you with your problems. That's what I want to encourage you guys with tonight. That whenever you guys have faith, you can rise above. That whenever you have faith, you can walk on the water, not physically. Please do not try that physically, okay? But whenever you guys have faith, you can stay above the doubt. You can't stay above the lies that the enemy will try to give you in your life. Everyone, let's bow our head. Let's close our eyes. I don't know if there's anyone here tonight that maybe is struggling with a doubt. I know that for the past weeks, we've been struggling. We've been talking about doubt. We have been talking about having faith and victory. But I know that also it's easier said than done. And if there's someone here tonight that is struggling with doubt, maybe you just need to reach out to the Lord tonight. Maybe you just need to have a conversation with Him and see what you need to do to be able to have the faith that you need in your life. As Mrs. Mix begins to play here in a second, just whether it's at your seat or down here at the altar, let's take a minute with the Lord. And if you guys are struggling, reach out to Him tonight. Talk with the Lord. As Peter got distracted on the water, we all get distracted. There's so much distraction in this world nowadays that it's easy to lose track of the Lord. but he's always right there within her reach. Life can get pretty busy at times. It can get so busy that we forget the meaning of why God put us here on earth. To have a relationship with Him, to spend time with Him. And sometimes there are situations that we feel distance us from the Lord. But just as He was within a reach right there with Peter, He is within a reach for you tonight. He's one prayer away. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for tonight. Lord, I want to thank you so much for everyone that came. Lord, I pray that something that was said tonight, Lord, something in your word that was preached, Father, that it encouraged someone, Lord, that it made a difference in their heart tonight, that we need to remember that doubt is a liar. Doubt is not supposed to live there. But Lord, it is faith. It is faith that helps us rise above what we need to in life. Lord, we thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for the examples that you have given us in your word. And Lord, I thank you so much for everyone that came tonight. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.